Could Carrie Lam's miscalculation in Hong Kong recalibrate politics in Taiwan, the fiercely independent democracy that Beijing insists is rightly part of the People's Republic? James Griffiths is a Hong Kong-based author and journalist for the US network CNN. James Griffiths, thanks for speaking with PM again. How is the Hong Kong situation playing out in Taiwan's politics?
Yeah, it's having a really interesting effect. We saw Han Kuo-yu, who's one of the candidates to be the next leader and presidential candidate of the KMT, which is the traditionally more pro-China conservative party in Taiwan. He came out over the weekend and said one country, two systems, which is the system which governs Hong Kong and keeps it separate but part of China. He said that would only be implemented in Taiwan over his dead body. And, you know, one country, two systems was always intended as a model that would first be applied in Hong Kong and then would later, eventually, in the circumstances of unification with Taiwan, be applied in Taiwan as well. And the situation in Hong Kong, for many Taiwanese, is terrifying, this idea that they too would have to fight for their rights and might see rights slipping away like this.
And there's an election coming up in Taiwan next year. Is this likely to play into that?
It'll be interesting to see. Certainly Taiwan politics moves very quickly and you never know. But at the moment, it seems like it could play a big issue. Certainly, it will reinforce Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's, you know, very strong line on China and very forceful protection and very forceful speaking out for Taiwan's unique political system and massively, you know, expanded political rights compared to people on the Chinese mainland. And I'm sure she will want to capitalize on the process and on the mood they're spreading to Taiwan to help her chances next year.
Because she had been having political difficulties, hadn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, mainly related to a lot of pressure that China has brought on Taiwan since Tsai Ing-wen became president. And this was feeding into the KMT, which is the opposition party. They've always traditionally pursued closer relations, especially economic, with mainland China. And so Tsai was starting to maybe, you know, look less attractive, look less like a certain thing for her second term. And yet these Hong Kong protests will really feed into her message that it's really important for Taiwan to stand up to Beijing and to protect the rights that it has compared to China.
And can you just describe for us those rights in Taiwan? Because as you say, they have been hugely expanded. It's an extraordinary democracy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, around the time that Hong Kong was beginning to be, we're getting close to the handover of Hong Kong from British to Chinese rule, Taiwan became a full democracy. The martial law, which lasted for a long time after the Second World War, that was lifted. And since then, it's become one of the most vibrant democracies in Asia and, you know, really leading the way on civil rights issues. You know, we saw it legalize gay marriage earlier this year. And Taiwan is in many ways a kind of, you know, leading liberal light for Asia, and, you know, especially so when contrasted against China and even against Hong Kong.
Taiwan is such an emblematic issue for Beijing. Would you imagine that China will back off from its play for Taiwan?
Taiwan is such a, like you said, such an important issue for Beijing, and it's such an emotive issue in China. I mean, you know, this really speaks to nationalism and a sense of unity within China, and a lot of people, you know, not even particularly Communist Party supporters in China, will feel very, very strongly that Taiwan is an inherent part of China, and they, you know, very strongly desire to see unification. It would be very difficult for the Beijing government, even if they wanted to completely back off from pressuring Taiwan. But at the same time, I doubt there is any desire to start yet another front in the kind of multiple problems that the government's dealing with at the moment. What's always been concerning is that this Taiwan card is really always in Beijing's back pocket. Should the economy take a turn or there be some other kind of mass unrest in China, that they do have this button they can press, which will get a lot of nationalist spirit, which is, you know, moving to try and retake Taiwan, or at least indicate that they might do, or put greater pressure on Taiwan militarily.
James Griffiths, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Hong Kong-based journalist and author James Griffiths.